This is St. Louis Public Radio. For decades, utility companies in Missouri with coal-fired power plants have dumped waste into massive pits in the ground, also known as coal ash ponds. In the first of two stories this week on coal ash ponds, St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen reports that the utility company's own data shows that these ponds are contaminating groundwater.
I'm in Labadie, a small town with beautiful grassy knolls and picturesque farms about 40 miles west of St. Louis. And I'm hopping into a car with two local residents, environmental activist Patricia Shuba and Janet Dietrich, who's at the wheel.
Where are we going, girls?
Okay, we're going as close as we can get.
We're driving towards the Labadie Energy Center, Ameren, Missouri's largest coal-fired power plant. We turn an Ameren sign, and the massive facility and its smokestacks comes into full view. Shuba, who's 54 years old, has lived her whole life within a few miles of the plant.
As children, we actually were afraid to come down here, and we called it like the Wizard of Oz because it was always putting out smoke, and it was sort of this mysterious place.
For nearly as long as Shuba's been alive, Ameren, Kansas City Power and Light, and other utility companies in Missouri have been dumping byproducts of coal combustion into big wet pits around power plants. The waste has toxic heavy metals like arsenic, mercury, and lead. Missouri has never regulated these ponds, and many don't have liners to prevent contact with groundwater. The state has 36 located near lakes and rivers people use for recreation and drinking water sources. Ameren's ponds are located close to the Missouri, Mississippi, and Merrimack rivers. Shuba pointed out Labadie Creek as we stood on a levee at a farm that borders the power plant.
What we're looking at here is part of Labadie Creek that's been diverted, and it's meant to move the water out through St. Albans and out to the Missouri River.
The Environmental Protection Agency established the federal rule for coal ash waste in 2015. Since then, the agency set annual deadlines for utility companies across the country to test groundwater near ponds where dumping is actively taking place, and the companies must post the results online. The Washington University Interdisciplinary Environmental Law Clinic analyzed this data. Lawyers found that groundwater near many active ponds show levels of arsenic, boron, and other disease-causing chemicals that exceed state and federal drinking water standards. For example, a 2017 report from a consultant hired by Ameren found arsenic levels at the Rush Island Energy Center in Festus that were 25 times above the federal drinking water standard. Law Clinic Director Maxine LaPellis says the ponds clearly pose risks to nearby people and the environment.
The principal risk is through groundwater contamination, which can then spread through the groundwater and can also spread from the groundwater into surface water.
The Law Clinic found excessive levels of contaminants near ponds belonging to Ameren, Missouri, Kansas City Power and Light, Associated Electric Cooperative, Empire District, and the Sikeston Power Station. LaPellis says it's likely more groundwater is affected than what the data indicates.
KCPL ITAN, no data for the ponds. City Utilities, no data. Independence Power and Light, City of Columbia, no data.
Utilities haven't yet reported groundwater monitoring results for open ponds that aren't receiving waste. And the EPA does not require utilities to report data for closed ponds that have been covered up.
As long as that ash is there, you're going to have groundwater contamination indefinitely.
Every Missouri utility that has open coal ash ponds plans to close them in the coming years. Ameren plans to close all 15 of its Missouri ponds by 2023. But given the choice of digging up the waste from these pits or covering them up with the waste in place, Ameren chose to do the latter. Here's the company's water quality manager, Craig Eastman.
A lot of these ash ponds are very deep, and when we looked at it, in terms of digging it up and taking it somewhere else, it presents a lot of challenges and would take years and years to complete.
Residents along Highway T in Labadie live the closest to the Labadie Energy Center. They are in such a remote part of Franklin County that many depend on wells instead of the county's water supply. 64-year-old Nancy Campbell and her 91-year-old mother Ruth live on that stretch. They aren't sure if they should worry about contaminated groundwater coming in contact with their well.
Our water hasn't been tested, and as far as we know, everything is cool. Everything is wonderful.
You don't know whether to be concerned.
Well, yeah, you know, it's like, well, do we worry? Do we not worry?
The Campbell family hopes that their local utility will do whatever it can to make sure the water's clean. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.
Tomorrow, we'll hear about Missouri's first attempt to regulate coal ash ponds. You can read more about the ponds at stlpublicradio.org.